There's music in the air. Tribute to Cornish High and faith it's what she's seeing on the bright and laughing sky.
Down our way, where you're invited to spend a pleasant evening of visiting and old-fashioned singing. The folks like music so much, in fact, that a few friends got together and formed a singing group. So this group's always on hand at ice cream socials and picnics and such to furnish the entertainment. Eli Jenkins, the town grocer, is leader of the group. He spends a whole lot of his time seeing that they have the songs practiced up proper. To him, being singing master is a serious responsibility. He isn't quite satisfied with the way the group's been sounding recently. So he's called a special meeting to do extra practicing.
Now, folks, I ain't aiming to be critical, and I know we ain't no professional group, but tarnation, at last Tuesday's Grange meeting, I heard a couple of sour notes that had no business being there.
I hate to point this out, Eli, but sounded to me like one of them sour notes belonged to you.
Oh, all right, Jenny. I learned 33 years ago never to argue with you. I'll admit that maybe one of them was mine. That still don't account for the other one.
Let's do a number right now and see if we can't correct some of these faults.
Shall we, Eli?
Yeah, I guess we might as well. Everybody got his music?
Guess you.
Now watch my hand, folks, and I'll keep the time.
Oh, is that what you're doing? Well, all along I thought you were shooing flies.
Everybody.
Come back to
Mr. Jenkins?
Well, it sounded pretty good, I guess. I may as well break down now and tell you my surprise. I wanted you to get practiced up real good because I just got word that the Crowell County Music Appreciation Society is going to pay us a visit.
They are? My stars, I didn't see no sign of it in my astrology.
Well, patience. I don't know what the stars say, but they say they're coming. Once more, they're going to award a plaque to the singing group in Crowell County that sings the best.
Really, Pa?
Yeah, and by golly, I want our little bunch to win. So will you work awful hard, folks, and let's see if we can't get the prize.
Oh, you bet we will.
We'll keep practicing until we can win.
The singing group's been practicing mighty hard because they have an eye on the prize that the Crowell County Music Appreciation Society is going to award. In fact, at the moment, they're confident that no other group even stands a chance.
That's really coming around now, folks. If you just keep up sounding that good, we'll win hands down.
Do you really think so, Eli? Land sakes, think of us winning a prize for our singing. What was it you said they're going to award?
A gold plaque, Jenny.
Huh? I thought you got a loving cup when you won a prize.
Oh, Ben, you're getting sentimental.
Oh, gee, Horsifer, can't the word love even be mentioned without you going all to pieces?
It's the honor that goes with winning that counts.
Oh, I should say so. And if we do, why, the credit will all go to Mr. Jenkins. He surely worked hard training us.
Well, I want you to be in the best of voice when the society members get here tonight.
I wonder where they are. Thought they'd be here before this time.
Oh, they were going to stop at the Shelby Junction first to hear Mr. Wilkins' group.
Don't mention that man to me.
Well, he's a good man, Patience. The only thing that you got against him is the fact that he's engaged to be married.
Well, ain't that enough? After the way he was leading me on.
Appeared to me that somebody else was doing the leading.
Yeah, come now, let's quiet down so Cliff can sing. All right now, sound the chord, Jenny.
Pale hands I love to be beside the Shalimar. Then waving me farewell, rushing out life.
Cliff.
Oh, it surely was. Say, Mr. Jenkins, do you know if the society is going to award individual prizes?
You mean to just the singers alone?
Yes.
No, I don't know as how they are, but if I know those judges, it's going to influence their decision as to the ability of the group hearing solos that sound like that one of Cliff's. here they are now. Stay calm, everybody. Don't get excited. Let's not be nervous. I'll answer the door.
Eli.
Yeah?
Eli, yeah? That's the closet door you're opening. They're much more likely to be at the front door.
Oh, so they are. I guess I wasn't thinking.
Well, if you do start thinking, you might answer the knock. They're still out there.
Yeah, I'm going to, Jenny. Oh, evening, folks. I'm Eli P. Jenkins.
Mr. Jenkins, you don't know how happy I am to meet you. I am Miss Bussey, chairwoman of the Crowell County Music Appreciation Society.
Oh, I'm glad to make your acquaintance. Won't you come in, both of you? That is, I suppose this here fellow is with you.
Oh, yes, indeed. This is Mr. Heatherstone, vice president of the society, and together we make a quorum.
You make more than that. How do you do, Mr. Heatherstone?
Hello.
I'd like you to meet all the group. This is my wife, Jenny, who sings alto and plays the organ for us. And this is our soprano, Marion Castle.
Hello. How
and our tenor, Cliff Tyler.
How do you do?
And Mrs. Peavoy.
How do you do?
Bless her heart. And here's our bass, Ben Potts.
How charmed, my good people, charmed.
Have you been around here in the other groups in Crowell County, Miss Bussy?
Yes, my tour is now quite complete, except for this group.
You mean after you hear us, you'll decide which one wins the prize?
Precisely, Mrs. Jenkins. That is, we will decide, won't we, Heatherstone?
Yes, Miss Bussy.
I suppose you've had an extensive musical education, Miss Bussy?
That I have, Mr. Tyler. Why, I studied music under Damrosch.
Wasn't it a little uncomfortable?
Mr. Potts, Walter Damrosch is a genius.
Huh? Oh, I thought it was a... Oh, well, never mind.
Eli, tell her some of the good things about our group. Give us a nice little build-up.
Oh, sure, ma'am. Miss Bussy, there are a few things I'd like to call to your attention.
You may, Mr. Jenkins.
About this here group. We stay awful busy doing the singing for a lot of special events down our way.
For instance?
Well, for instance, at the Hog Callers' semi-annual get-together last month. Of course, one of them said he couldn't tell us from the hogs.
Oh, Eli.
Well, that's what he said, Ma. Then we did some singing at the Grange meeting last Tuesday. That is when we went so sour on them high notes.
Indeed.
Eli, must you say things like that?
I don't know how talk is going to influence whether or not we get the prize.
That's what I say. Let's do some singing.
May we, Miss Bussy?
That was the object of our visit, was it not, Heatherstone?
Yes, Miss Bussy.
Don't you two ever disagree?
Oh, not for long.
What would you like us to sing, Eli?
Let me see,
Ain't you going to do the one you've been practicing for hours?
Oh, patience. We just done that kill time. All right, folks, come gather around the organ here. And you, Miss Bussy, wouldn't you like to sit here where you can hear us good?
No, Mr. Jenkins, I never sit when I'm listening to music. Oh. I pace up and down the room and concentrate.
And you, Mr. Heatherstone?
Oh, I just concentrate in the corner.
Oh. Well, all right, Jenny, let's have the music. Let's stay together now, folks.
Down in the lazy west ride the moon, warm as a night in June. Stars shimmering soft in a bed of blue, while I am calling. Calling you sweetly.
I thought that was quite nice, really. Didn't you have a stone?
Yes, I
It's a serious and profound matter to decide which of the numerous singing groups in Crowell County is deserving of this exquisite gold plaque.
Oh, have you got it with you?
Yes, that's what I come for, to carry it.
It'd sure be nice to see it. Is that it there in the bundle?
Oh, yes.
Could we just sort of take a little peek at it?
Highly irregular. There's nothing in parliamentary procedure to allow for this.
Well, we won't hurt it none, just looking.
Very well. Heatherstone, you may unwrap.
Yes, Miss Bicey.
Hey, gosh, is it really in there?
Oh, yes. Miss Bussy has me put a substantial wrapping on it in the event of any adverse conditions, such as a truck running over me or the
roof. Oh, there it is now.
Hey, it's awful shiny, ain't it?
Oh, what a pretty thing. Wouldn't it look grand hanging over our organ pot?
It sure would, Jenny. Would you mind, Miss Bussy, if we just sort of put it on top the organ to see how it looks? Kind of give us inspiration, you know.
Well, I shall throw caution to the winds and give you a hasty answer of yes.
I'm mighty glad you didn't deliberate.
Don't it look nice there? Gracious, but I hope we win it.
Yeah, we'd be mighty honored.
Now, don't get hopes too high.
Miss Bussy, I've been sitting here looking you over, and I'll just bet your sign is the bull.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, don't get offended. Patience is referring to your horoscope. She's a great one to study astrology.
Oh, that. You, of course, know that the informed modern woman has no faith in such superstitions.
How do you know?
They ain't superstitions. Why, what I says always comes just as true as the morning. Don't it, folks?
Well, it seems to me that you have hit the nail on the head a time or two.
You can't fool the stars. It's all written, and I know just how to read it.
Patience. Miss Bussy came here to judge our merits as a singing group. She's not interested in your astrology.
I should say not. What did you say my sign was?
Well, I guess that it was Taurus the bull. Were you born between April 21st and May 20th?
Why, yes, as a matter of fact, I was a May Day baby.
I'd rather have a basket of flowers.
Mm-hmm. So you was born on May 1st. Then I was right about you being born under the sign of the bull.
I could have guessed that without no astrology.
I really think we should give Miss Bussy a better idea of what our group can do. Would you like to hear us sing individually, maybe?
Hmm? Yes, of course. Whatever you say.
Marion, do you have a nice little solo all practiced up?
Well, yes, I believe I do, if you'd like one.
Oh, you bet. Now, just listen to this for a sweet-sounding voice, Miss Bussy. Marion Castle is the school teacher down our way, but I say she ought to be singing all the time instead.
That'll be fine. Go right ahead. Miss Peavoy, how could you guess my birth sign? I'm just a little bit curious.
Go ahead, Marion, and sing.
It's utterly ridiculous to think that some stars and some planets can guide our lives.
Then how do you account for me being able to predict things the way I do? Why, I could figure out a mighty important question for you, if you'd like me to.
But I have no questions that need figuring out. My life is orderly and complete.
But wouldn't you like to know when you're going to get a proposal?
What? Why do you think that I concern myself with such matters? This is ridiculous.
Well, all right, if you don't want me to. I was just offering.
How about our singing group, Miss Bussy? Would you like to hear more of us?
No, I think not. The time has come for me to make the momentous decision about when I am going to get a proposal. I mean about what singing group is going to be awarded the plaque.
Oh, I do hope we win.
I'll just sit over here and do some figuring, Miss Bussy. Of course. You don't wonder you won't have to look at my calculations when I finish.
Yes, well, perhaps on second thought, it might be well for me to hear a bit more of your singing from your group.
We'd like to do another number for you. How about it, gang? Shall we do one of them nice old hymns?
That'll be fine, Eli. Is this the one?
Yeah, that's it.
How is the figuring coming, Miss Peavoy?
Oh, fine. Your constellation is Eridanus, and it says here that because of this zodiacal influence, you have cleverness and concentration that brings you advantages and advancements.
Are we all ready to sing now, everybody?
Yes, do go right ahead.
All right, sound good.
Amazing, Mrs. Peaboy, but now I must go.
Well, we're glad to have you drop in.
Yep, good night, Miss Bossy. I mean, Bussy.
Come along, Heatherstone. Come along.
Yes, Miss Bussy.
Well, why in the world are you carrying that plaque?
Because I don't know how to bring it with me without carrying it.
And why are you bringing it with you? Didn't we decide to award this to the singing group?
Did we?
We certainly did.
Of course. Here, Mr. Jenkins.
What? You mean you're giving us the plaque as the best singing group?
With the compliments of the Crowell County Music Appreciation Society, Mr. Jenkins. Well, let us be on our way out into the moonlit night, Mr. Heatherstone. Cheerio, friend.
Well, thank you for this honor, Miss Bussy, and good night.
If this ain't
good night.
Well, God, this is an evening we'll never forget.
Oh, nor will I. Thank you, Mrs. Peaboy. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Well, isn't this grand? We won the plaque.
I'm still in a daze. I don't quite know what happened.
Neither do I, but I think patience had something to do with this. What did you tell that woman, anyway?
Me? Oh, why, nothing much.
Not much. Come on, patience.
Well, I just made some quick figures, and it seemed to come out to indicate that she is going to get a proposal this very evening. So I just showed them to her, and... kind of took her mind off her music, I'm afraid.
A proposal this evening? What? How could that be?
Well, I told her the indications were it would be someone meek, outwardly submissive, but with a will of iron.
Huh? Oh, patience, did your figures really show that?
Well, pretty near.
If you ain't the one. And now she's going out with that little Mr. Heatherstone, feeling sure that he's going to propose to her.
Well, if she decides it's going to happen, by golly, I'll bet it will.
That woman will get anything she sets her mind to. Haven't you got any conscience, Patience? Sitting around to poor little Mr. Heatherstone.
Oh, he might as well be bossed by her as by any other woman. And besides, we got the plaque which we rightfully deserved. Because there ain't a singing group in all these parts that's better than this one down our way.
Yeah, I'm sure mighty pleased about it all. Ain't it pretty and shiny, folks?
Oh, it surely is, Mr. Jenkins.
It looks awful nice laying up there on top of the organ, don't it?
This has been quite an eventful evening, Eli. What with us winning that prize.
Yeah, and I guess it'll also be eventful for Miss Bussy before it's over.
Are you believing in my astrology, Eli?
No. It's something more than that, Patience. It's just that she knows that there little man is going to propose to her. So, by golly, I'll bet you this here gold plaque that he will. Different people have different names for it. But I guess the simplest name is faith. If you have enough of it, without doubts, it'll bring you anything on earth that you ever need.
From all the folks down our way. Singing practice is over for another evening, but they'll be gathering again soon, and they'd like mighty well for you to join them. Don't forget, that's in the parlor of Eli Jenkins. Down Our Way is written by Shirley Thomas and produced by Walter White, Jr. This is a Commodore production.